Jen Sabella from Black Club Chicago. Morning, Jen.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's talk first about the Ravenswood neighbors organizing for something really nice for the holidays.
Yes, I love this idea. A group of Ravenswood neighbors are encouraging neighbors to decorate for the holidays, and then they'll sign up on a form online, and they're going to build a map. So they have 3 days later this month where neighbors can walk around and do basically a lights tour, and there will be like pop-up selfie stations, and there's some tables that local businesses have donated where there'll be eggnog and hot cocoa and campfire lattes. So it's kind of a way to get the neighborhood, which has been, you know, quarantining or not really seeing each other, out and to enjoy some holiday lights. They said that they organized it after some of the suburban drive-through holiday light shows sold out really quickly. And this is a free way for, you know, bring the kids out. It's safe. It's outside. And just enjoy the holiday lights.
That's going to kick off on the 18th at 5 in the evening. It's going to run through December 20th. And we're talking about an area within Ashland, Montrose, Damon, and Lawrence. That's nice. And
right.
Hopefully the folks in Englewood will do something nice to help this this shop. Talk about this, Jen.
So Culture Connection 360 is a really cool store in Englewood. It is one of the very few local businesses that is like a gift shop in the neighborhood. It's at 400 West 71st Street, and a former CPS teacher opened it as a way to get local artists and authors a place to sell their goods. So they sell jewelry and books and health products from all over the neighborhood. They're all locally owned all local makers that he sells in this business. So right before the holidays, is so sad for the busiest time of the year, a car crashed into the shop, and one person was injured. Thankfully, nobody died, but there are about $25,000 in damages, and now the shop, Culture Connection 360, is raising money to try to repair it and kind of refill their inventory and just get back on their feet. There was also a nonprofit organization that does like mental health work in the neighborhood that was located out of the shop. So kind of two places are without a home right now as they work to repair all the damages.
Hopefully things will start looking up for them, and they're at 400 West 71st Street. And now for the Bronzeville teacher organizing a marathon for a good cause. What's this all about?
I love this story. Michael Mancini, he started teaching a few years ago at Wendell Phillips Academy High School, and he has been lobbying CPS for years to get funding for some computer and science equipment to teach STEM at the school. He said, you know, these kids are going to be behind if they don't have access to learning about AI and coding and computers. It just puts them on an uneven playing field when they get into the college level. So he is looking to raise $250,000 by running a marathon. Initially, a lot of people raise money when they do big marathons, like the Boston Marathon, which is where he was going to run, obviously canceled due to the pandemic. So he's doing a Bronzeville Marathon. He's created a 26.2-mile map in the neighborhood that ends at the school, and he is looking to get donations and grants from various charitable organizations, and all the money will go toward having a STEM department at the school. So even if he doesn't raise the full $250,000, he will use whatever he raises to get the different like kits and computer teaching tools to students at the school. It's just a really cool cause. And he said that people probably think it's funny that he's running a marathon because he's never run more than a quarter mile in his life. So he's really stepping up just to get through this 26.2 miles.
Hope he's training.
Yeah. Be really sore if not.
Well, he's got till May, so there
right.
is time. More at blackclubchicago.org. Jen Sabella with extremely local news for the morning. Thanks, Jen. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob. You too.